open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the ribeye sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Walt Dibdilly Road Rage, we are back. Josh Phillips writes me, Coach Josh Phillips, will be part of our live draft spectacular. We're doing it again. I know people loved it last year, and we appreciate all the incredible feedback on it. And so we're running that back again this year, a live draft show on the 29th. It'll be a complete live analysis as it unfolds of round one of the NFL draft. I'll be joined by Taj Boyd and Josh Phillips, just as I was a year ago. And this year we'll start it at 7:30. That's the plan right now. The draft itself begins at 8, so I'll give us a half hour of a pregame, if you will, to get some initial thoughts in. And then we'll offer live commentary as the draft unfolds all night. You can also follow me on the Huddle Report live mock draft scoring, as many did last year. So it'll be a barrel of fun. I may actually play you a little excerpt from last year's maiden voyage later in today's show. So we may give you a little flavor of that. But that's coming next Thursday on the 29th, and we look forward to that. Of course, there'll be no show in the afternoon that day, because there's going to be, 5 hours of screaming all night. So that's coming your way next Thursday night. And as I said, maybe we'll give you a little taste of that from last year. Josh Phillips writes me and says, I'm going to fight with Dallas fans over the 10th pick. I said Kyle Pitts. They're wanting an offensive lineman or a defensive back on Twitter. Well, again, look, those are needs. But if Kyle Pitts is there for Dallas at 10, they're taking Kyle Pitts. I mean, to me, you know what? That's not even the question. The question to me is, I feel fairly confident. If you examine the phone records of the Atlanta Falcons right now, you would find numerous calls from Dallas. I really feel like Jerry Jones wants Pitts, and the only place he's guaranteed of getting Pitts is at 4. That's the only place he's guaranteed of getting Pitts. By the way, when I was talking about the 49ers earlier, I was not talking about this, but has anybody ever entertained the thought that the 49ers moved to 3 to get Pitts and to combine him with Kittle? I've never heard anybody say that, and I don't think that's the case, because you don't normally jump up. And people say, well, you only make that kind of jump for a quarterback. Really? Ask the Falcons. What did the Falcons do, jump 20 spots for a wide receiver when they drafted Julio Jones? So don't tell me it hasn't been done, because I know better than that. It's been done. I have a different theory on the 49ers and their move to 3. Texter 871 said Pitts is the shiny new toy that everybody wants. Exactly. I think there's going to be a lot of movement for Pitts, and the Falcons are in the Pitts spot. Now,
I still think the smart thing to do is just to put his name down and draft him. That's what I would do. But I'm just not sure the Falcons are smart. And that's the dilemma. You know, the dilemma at the top of the draft is trying to figure out not what you would do, what they will do, which sometimes is an entirely different thing. Like, I've been screwed over more than once, Ramona. You remember this, under the previous Cleveland Browns administrations.
Correct.
I mean, they cost me. They single-handedly likely cost me 2 mock draft competitions because of their lunatic decisions. Do you remember the 1 year that I thought I pegged what they were going to do? I knew they were stupid. I knew they wanted to acquire picks. And I knew that they would try and trade out. That year, there were 8 guys. I think that was the Conklin year that Conklin came out. And there were like 8 primetime guys at the top of that draft. So if you were in that range, the last thing on earth you wanted to do is move out. But I planned on it, Ramona. I planned on their insidious stupidity. So
I remember all that.
Right. Right, I planned that they would move out. And when they did, I thought, I got them this time. I got them. I actually outsmarted these idiots because I knew how stupid they were, and I knew that they couldn't help themselves, and they would trade out of it. And so I had locked them into a different guy, assuming their trade out. And I thought, nailed it, nailed it, nailed it. You know what the next thing they did is?
Didn't they trade again or something like
they
that?
They traded again.
Yeah,
They traded a second time down to like 22 or 23, where they then drafted a 4th round wide receiver out of Baylor, a guy who wasn't even on my top 100 board. They traded down a second time and drafted a 4th, by the way, who they cut like 2 years later, who was just an absolute scrub. I mean, you know, come on.
Tess just says, with wet noodle throwing would Pitts help?
That's a fair question.
That's a very fair question. There's not a definite answer to that. And then we have the Carolina Panthers, who sit there at 8. And
honestly, look, I'm a fan of Matt Rhule. I think that in a world that's seemingly filled with just idiots, that Matt Rhule is a guy who gets it. He has an approach. His approach is speed. He believes in speed. He believes in analytically driven speed. And they're not the only team. You know, the Green Bay Packers don't draft anybody who has a RAS or a relative athletic score below 8 as a regular operating principle. So they're not the only team, but Rhule, everywhere he's been, has wanted to increase team speed. That's what he's tried to do everywhere he's been. And I think I have a feel for what they want to do in this draft. I mean, I think they have a number of needs. They did a great job addressing their needs last year. It's one of the greatest drafts I've ever seen. They needed defensive help. They went out and got it. I mean, those first two round picks in Derek Brown and Jeremy Chan, those guys both might be headed for the gold jacketdom eventually. So there's that. But they're in a good spot. And the reason they're in a good spot is because of all these quarterbacks. Now, I will tell you this. I still have somebody telling me that if Fields is there, that they might still take Fields. That seems strange to me, given the move you made to get Darnold. I mean, can you imagine? Darnold, at this point, Darnold has a little bit of a fragile psyche. Remember, he's the guy who said he was seeing ghosts on a football field and when he was playing with the Jets. Now, that's sort of easily understandable, playing with the Jets, where he was always facing pressure. But nonetheless, he said it, and it was not well received. And I think it's clear that based on his turnovers and all of his numbers, his interceptions, that he has a fragile psyche at this point. Can you imagine what drafting Justin Fields would do to his psyche? You might as well just go bury him in the backyard. Seriously. You draft Justin Fields, you may just as well put a headstone. What?
Disheartening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, disheartening. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the see, Sam thinks he has a new opportunity with Joe Brady. This is going to be all, you know, fun and games. This is going to be great getting out of prison, you know, from where he was with the Jets. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. But if they draft Fields, then that all comes tumbling down. And the reason that they allegedly might draft Fields is that the owner likes Fields. So I don't know. I mean, I think logic says that's not what you do. If you made the move for Darnold, that's not what you do. But there was uncertainty about who was going to be available to them. So let's just say, for example, that Fields is or is not available. Let's just look at it from a positional standpoint. You have five quarterbacks, all right? And are five going to go in the top eight or 10? I'm not so sure of that anymore, as the rest of the world is. I'm not so sure. I think the majority of them will. Would I be shocked if one of them leaked out? No. If one of them leaked out down to like Patriot level or something, no, I would not be shocked. And then you could have a different fight there, you know, because it's going to be interesting to see how many teams truly believe they need quarterbacks. The Chicago Bears believe they need a quarterback. Remember, ownership directed them to fix the quarterback situation. I don't think they meant Andy Dalton when they said that. I think it had to be Andy Dalton and something more than that. But I can tell you, I read an article from, and his name escapes me, but for a Chicago writer who I guess does a blog too, and people think is sort of in touch there. And they, I mean, I'll tell you what they're saying. They're saying that the Bears are one of the few teams that has remained in contact with Houston about the services of Deshaun Watson. I read this article yesterday. They're saying that the Bears are one of the few teams who have not abandoned the Watson plan. Remember, the Bears were in on it on Russell Wilson, hot and heavy. Remember we had that clandestine meeting with the GMs? With Pace and Snyder that was in North Dakota or something, you know, Fargo, in the shadows of Mount Rushmore, you know, like some suspense movie or something. Remember we had that meeting? Well, so they were heavy in it for Russell Wilson. They're apparently allegedly still in it for Watson against all odds. And so they clearly are still trying to address the quarterback situation. They're a team that could certainly try and move up. Now, I don't know if they have enough ammunition to move up. That's what I was looking at last night with their draft capital down the road. But you know, the Panthers are in a situation where, you know, they could have people offer them bounties to move up to eight, because that could conceivably be a quarterback spot. But when you consider all these quarterbacks at the top of the draft, if the Panthers are satisfied that they have their guy in Darnold, then they're almost guaranteed that a really good player, that several excellent players fall to them at eight. It's almost a mortal lock guarantee that that's the case. You know, whether it's an offensive line fix in a Sewell or a Slater, whether it's one of the wide receivers and in a Smith, in a Waddle, you know, they're almost guaranteed that. I doubt Chase makes it through to them. I know for a fact they have interest in Chase. I doubt Chase makes it through to them. But you know, it's not even inconceivable that Pitts does. And we already know
that Pitts is their first choice. In the event that Pitts somehow slides through to eight, he won't go any further. The Panthers absolutely will take him at eight. We know that for a fact. So we'll see how it plays out. But the Panthers coming off a great draft a year ago are in ideal position. They're going to get the first swing at one of the cornerbacks. They'll get one of the first swings at the offensive lineman. There will absolutely be an elite receiver there when they pick, at least one, maybe two. The Panthers are in a really good position in this draft to continue to move forward under rule. Let me tell you something. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on a magical little run under Brady, but their life expectancy, even with some of the young players they've drafted, it's a few years. And then beyond that, there's going to be a new sheriff in that division. And I think it's going to be Carolina. I really do. I know Carolina's been down for a while. But if you extrapolate this thing out, you start thinking about what it's going to look like 3 years down the road and into the future. I think the Carolina Panthers under Rule are going to become at some point the preeminent team in that division. Let me tell you about the health there. Here's an amazing story from the health there. Kathy and Scott took the dare and in just 4 weeks lost a combined total of 40 pounds. But get this. It's not just about weight loss. If you have the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, or sleep apnea, they promise to reverse those symptoms and help you lose weight in 30 days or your money back. Their coaches will cook for you, shop for you, be there every step of the way. Right now, the second program is free when you mention you heard it here. So call the number 1-877-IDARE-ME, 1-877-IDARE-ME, or go to idareme.com. Tell them you heard it here. Collect the BOGO deal. Go with the family member. Go with a friend. Go with the coworker. The health there doesn't want you to go in alone. Take your life back. Still to come on today's show, we'll get back to the road rage ranking of the ACC coaches. We have 10 to go. We covered the four bottom dwellers yesterday. We'll quickly reboot them, and we'll take a look at that coming up shortly. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation. Repower with a new Tohatsu and feel the wind. Tohatsu Upward offers four stroke motors from 2.5 to 250 horsepower, and they've been building motors since 1956. They offer a 5-year warranty, simplex technology, and reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Now is the time to get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept all major credit and debit cards. Call Oscar at McCurry's Outboard in Anderson. Call 864-225-8704 and let's deal.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. The Roar will be live on location all day long. Go to PopsForPups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
We are back. Texter 313, the answer to your question, which I can't read on the air, is no. So, no, you cannot. No, you may not have that delivered. Texter 804 says, what direction do you think San Fran should go with their second round pick? Well, again, the 49ers are a team with a luxury, and the luxury is that it's a loaded roster. I do think you could still use more defensive back help. I think cornerback has been an issue with that team. I think just defensive back help in general. You know, realize that for so many teams around the National Football League, nickel is a base defense. It's the way the game is played now. So, you know, it requires you to have three cornerbacks. And most defensive coordinators think you need a lot more than that. The way the game is played now, cornerback is more important than it's ever been before. So I think that's a position that the 49ers could certainly look to early in the second round. Michigan, Jay Todd writes, dang, Walt, I just got lucky enough to pull through Anderson Krispy Kreme. I ate one of those New York cheesecake donuts. Although my heart didn't love it, my taste buds did. I'm telling you right now, greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Todd's admitting that, Ramona. He is admitting that New York Super Cheesecake, how could it not be?
I mean, how could that be? They combined New York super cheesecake with donut, and they did it with a, you know, a level of expertise that's just unparalleled. You know, it's unbelievable. Hey, before we get going, let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. You know, Gary is just a great human being, you know, and he's experienced both sides of this situation. Gary's on Medicare himself, so he knows what that's about. And he's been helping people in the upstate who fall into the category of seniors and disabled for almost two decades. Many of you text in questions for Gary, and we try to address one listener question a week, so feel free to send yours in. You can always just call Gary for advice as well, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. But since I said this before, Gary's been on Medicare. He knows what it's like. His agency has a longevity plan with both family members and other independent agents involved in his business. Look, Gary's an independent agent, okay? So he represents all of the companies in your service area. And he services you after the sale, all right? You're never going to be alone. If a better situation comes up, Gary will find it for you. He'll let you know. But here's the best part about the whole deal. All of Gary's services are free to you. He's compensated by the insurance companies, not you. Gary has almost 20 years helping people with their best Medicare choice. Gary's motto is always do no harm. If you're in the right situation, that's what he's going to tell you. But why leave money on the table in this environment? If you're aging into Medicare, either turning 65 or through disability route, please contact Gary for assistance, 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. It's Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. You can also visit him on the web at insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. Tell him I sent you. It's how this deal works. I'm optimistic about the Panthers, though. I'm optimistic about...
Hey, did
about,
you see this other text on the Helter text line?
About what?
871 says, no, you have to come on at 3-2, Walt. You gonna do 10 hours on that day?
On the draft.
Yeah.
We thank you for that, Texter. But no, my voice will not allow for 8 or 9 hours. Yeah. Four is pretty much the maximum.
I can't take either, Texter. No, I can't do it. That's right. I can't do that. That's right. There's no way.
Ramona not in for the marathon session, so now it'll be an evening show, but it'll go from 7:30 to, you know, whenever round one ends. And last year, wasn't that about midnight, Ramona? Didn't end
It was after midnight, yes. Yeah. Why, did you forget that? I didn't forget that. Did you? You forgot.
I did. Because again,
I didn't. I had a promise of 11. And all of a sudden it's 12. Stay. Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, you need to speak to all of those slow picking stragglers late in round one. Blame them, because early in the draft there was some speed picking going on. You have a little clip from last year. It's more than a little clip. I don't know how much of it will play. But we'll give you a little flavor of what it was like. Okay, we'll give you a little flavor of what it was like last year. I was joined by Taj Boyd, Josh Phillips. Again, this will be live coverage of the NFL draft on the 29th, Thursday. But this is from last year's edition.
To the commissioner.
Okay, here we go. With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
All right, so there you have the official announcement of Goodell from his basement of Joe Burrow. No surprise, other than, you know, the constant rumors throughout the afternoon that the Dolphins were going to deal up and get pick three. So now I would guess that the Dolphins aren't dealing up for pick three. And so now you wonder whether this thing could return to form at this point. In other words, the Washington Redskins are now on the clock, much to the chagrin of Mark Childress, who's trying to find any way on God's green earth for his Redskins not to take the right guy in Chase Young.
But they're going to take Chase Young, and then the Detroit Lions, assuming they don't do anything that would label them invincibly stupid, are going to follow and stay there and select Jeffrey Okuda. Agreed, gentlemen, or no?
I'm not as confident about Washington taking Young at number two as I was before. I think there's a legitimate chance that they go Okuda with this pick.
Ramon, am I to understand that the Redskins have already put their pick in?
Yeah, if so, the pick is in. So I'm waiting on Goodell to come on the screen. Okay.
That's further indication, gentlemen, I think, that this pick is Chase Young and that the Redskins have nothing to think about and didn't want to talk to anybody else. The pick is in, so I'm on the assumption, Josh, contrary to what we were talking about going to break, I'm under the assumption and have been that this pick is going to be Chase Young and that it's sort of a no-brainer. The only other guy I think it could be is Okuda, but my expectation all along is that this was Young. I think everybody's expectation was that it was Young. I can make a case for Okuda, but when this pick is revealed momentarily, I'm still expecting Chase Young. Thoughts?
Yeah. It took them less than 5 minutes to make this pick. All right. So Chase Young is the guy. Who is he comparable to in the NFL right now? And does he go in and instantly make that impact that's worthy of the number two pick?
You know, I think the guy he's a bit comparable to is Myles Garrett. And I actually think he's more explosive than Garrett. Garrett tested really well. And there are no numbers on Young. But, you know, Young can convert speed to power. He can really bend the edge. I think he's great with a hand down. I also think he's great playing out of a two-point stance in a 3-4 setup or just standing up. I think he's great rushing the passer. Now, what he doesn't have is he doesn't have the hands of the Bosa brothers. You know, the Bosa brothers have insanely heavy hands. Young doesn't have that yet. You know, he's a different type of rusher. But I don't think he needs it because I think he's going to beat offensive tackles in the NFL out of their stance. I think he's going to be a dominant guy, and I think it's absolutely the right thing for the Redskins to do. And assuming that that's what they're going to do, no update yet, Ramona? Okay. Assuming that that's what they're going to do here, you know, you wake up tomorrow.
That's it, I suppose.
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah. So there's a little flavor from last year's draft, and the Redskins did go on. The then Redskins, Washington football team, now went on to select Chase Young. They should have. Detroit followed with what I expected them to do, and they drafted Okuda at 3. Now, Okuda has had some real ups and downs with Detroit, but that thing is a mess there. So it's more than just a Jeffrey Okuda issue. But he's, I would say it's fair to say he's not performed as well as we might have thought to this point. Largely, that thing unfolded exactly the way I expected initially. I think in those first 7 picks or 7 or 8 picks, actually I think it's 8. I think the only one I missed was the New York Giants at 4. I had them taking Tristan Wirfs, and they took Andrew Thomas. I think if the draft were held over today, they would clearly take Tristan Wirfs. So that wasn't a road rage mistake. That was a mistake on the part of Gettleman. Because, again, I think if the draft were held today, there's no question they would take Tristan Wirfs over Andrew Thomas based on what we learned about the two players last year. But other than that, the rest of that thing unfolded exactly like we thought. You know, I believed going into the draft that the Panthers would in fact select Derrick Brown. I thought there was no choice. They were, the year prior, they were 31st or 32nd league against the run. Couldn't stop the run. If you can't stop the run, nothing else matters. So they had no choice but to select the best run stuffer. And then again, they came back and got Jeremy Chinn, who was the Isaiah Simmons-level athlete. You know, again, Chinn and Simmons
were extremely comparable athletes. Isaiah Simmons went where I thought he would. He went with the eighth pick after that, which is right in the range that he should have gone. But Jeremy Chinn, who also should have gone in that range, didn't go to the end of round two. And he will be regarded long-term as one of the great steals in draft history because, barring injury, he's going right to the Hall of Fame. I mean, he was sensational a year ago as a rookie. So that's a little bit of flavor from it, and that is coming your way next Thursday night, and we'll give you wall-to-wall coverage of the first round of the NFL Draft live. Quick break. Waltip to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
I'm sitting here with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, and we're about to ask him a listener question on Medicare. Gary, the listener has heard about special election periods, which may allow a person to change their Medicare option more than once during the annual enrollment period, October 15th to December 7th each year.
Walt, your listeners are getting smarter and smarter. The simplest answer is maybe. There are several special election periods that could apply and, in fact, afford you more opportunity to change. This is one that we would really need to review in detail. If you want to investigate, please give me a call at 864-307-8484.
There you go. Gary's number again, 864-307-8484. Give him a call today. He will help clarify this for your personal attention.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
At the Surgery Center at Pelham, we were one of the first facilities to provide a transparent pricing system over 5 years ago. Not a grocery list of procedures on a website, an actual interactive, accurate cost estimator tool. You can see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar. Go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. Get the exact cost. No hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Dining out can be a challenge, but at Joe's New Yorker Pizza, your safety and comfort is important. We clean and sanitize regularly, and we've chosen to remain at 50% capacity, with all our staffs wearing masks. Come to our Clemson or Seneca Joe's New York Pizza to enjoy pizza, meatballs, calzones, salads, and of course, the sauce. We look forward to serving you and your family in the safest way possible. In person, curbside, or to go. Joe's New Yorker Pizza, Patrick Square, Clemson, Seneca on 123.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. Come hang out in person with the Roar team, play the par 3 course, or take on the 18-hole putting course. And here's the best part. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
Walt-tip to the road race. Lots to get to. Let me address a couple of these texts on the healthier text line. Texas 706 says, Walt, you think Mac Jones is as advertised? I heard he didn't have a good pro day. No, I actually did. He had a better second pro day than his first pro day. You know, you have to understand with Mac Jones, he's never going to be a guy who's going to win the pro day. All right. He's not going to wow people like a Wilson or a Lance or a Fields is going to. That's not going to be where he's at his best. And that's why the 49ers have to decide in the short term whether they want to win games or win the pro days. And I think that's their decision. Again, I don't think Mac Jones, you know, just for example, I would never draft Mac Jones if I was the Jacksonville Jaguars or the New York Jets. They need an infusion of talent at their quarterback positions. The 49ers are an entirely different animal. They need a guy who can game manage. They need a guy who's accurate, throws a catchable ball, doesn't make mistakes, and can run that team right now to a Super Bowl, not 4 years from now. And that's why, you know, again, to me, I like Mac Jones. I don't dislike Mac Jones, but I think his one potential fit is San Francisco. If it's not San Francisco, then in my mind, it's New England or somebody of that sort. In other words, I don't view Mac Jones as a conventional top 10 quarterback. And again, I like elements of him, but I don't view him as a conventional top 10 quarterback. I think he has to have the right fit. Now, the good news for him is I think he may have the right fit. Now, again, whether that actually happens or not remains to be seen. Tesla 317, Ramona says, well, most WCCP listeners are better at the draft than the general managers of the Eagles, Falcons, and Raiders. I'm sure that if they called in wanting to be on the show, that Ramona would say no. And in fact say, not even no, but we don't even want you listening to the show. You know what? You know what? Sadly, there's something to that. I'm telling you right now, the dumbest people I hear discussing the draft are these ex-GMs. I mean, one after another. They're just awful. And it makes you understand why they failed. They don't have any clue. I mean, they say ridiculous things. Mike Tannenbaum, I mean, this dude is everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, this dude's popping up. You know, just to give you an example, one of the things that just made me want to slam my head against the wall. He said he wrote this on his Twitter page at some point. He wrote,
you know, in studying Sage Surratt, he constantly gets good separation. What? I'm sorry. You say that again? He what? See, when you say something like that, then you're immediately outed as being incompetent. You're a buffoon. It's like you never watched him at all, or you don't have any idea what you're seeing. Sage Surratt, the former Wake Forest receiver, never won with separation. You know, you could take just a casual football fan, right? Not somebody who's a diehard, not somebody who lives and breathes this stuff, not somebody who even really knows who Sage Surratt is. And if you watch the game with that person, they would not come away saying, you know, well, look at the separation this guy gets. Because he never had any separation from anybody. Sage Surratt was a catch point receiver. Still is. That's why he's a dilemma from the NFL standpoint. He was a catch point guy. He overwhelmed people at the catch point. He never had any separation. He had guys hanging all over him every time Newman would chuck it 50 yards down the field to him. But it didn't matter because Surratt won at the catch point. But Tannenbaum thinks he won with great separation. That's beyond disconcerting. This is the level of incompetence. And these guys do that over and over and over again. So Tex is not wrong. You know, here's something, though, Ramona, just from on XGMs, from a different standpoint. I'm listening to NFL radio, satellite radio the other night. It's late. And you know, some of these shows are rewound. They're replayed. I don't even know when they air, okay? But in like an hour period, they had three XGMs on. One of them was Tannenbaum. One of them was Polian. And who's the other? Well, it doesn't matter. The point being, forget their acumen when it comes to judging players, etc. Okay, talent analysis. Forget that for a second. Let's just leave that alone. One thing they all should have great familiarity with are the rules. And I heard these guys discussing the new proposed NFL rules. And it was really disconcerting. And now I'm not talking about from their standpoint. This is going to sound like I'm talking about them and their comprehension level of the new rules. No, that's not what I found disconcerting. What I found disconcerting is that they were all fundamentally in agreement. You know, Polian said, you know, I've been around this game forever, and I don't understand what they're doing. He said, I don't really understand what they're doing with any of those rules. And this is the worst part. Polian said that the proposed overtime rule is so, to use his word, convoluted that he said the league took over an hour explaining it to him, and he came away from that being incapable of explaining to anybody else what the coin flip part of the rule was.
That's bad.
Yeah. And I don't, and again, just to be clear, I'm not talking about from a Polian perspective, because one thing Polian isn't, he's still a smart guy. All right. I don't know what his IQ is, but I'm certain he has a high IQ. He's a smart guy. He's not a dumb guy. He may have some talent analysis flaws, but he's not a dumb guy. All right. When you explain something to him, he's probably going to pick up on it pretty quickly. When you explain something to him for an hour and he still doesn't understand it well enough to convey it to anybody else, then there's something wrong with what you're doing. And this is what Polian said, because Polian was asked by his on-air partner, you know, to explain the rules. And he basically said, I can't. He said, I can't explain it. He said, because again, I was given an hour's worth of instruction on what the proposal is for overtime, And he said, I could not comprehend the coin flip part of it. Now, that sounds laughable. He actually tried to explain it a little bit, but he couldn't. He seriously couldn't. He said, it is so ridiculous and so convoluted. He said that you're going to have an assortment of errors right at the start. He said they're going to make constant mistakes just in the handling of the coin flip and who gets the ball and that type of stuff. He said because it's not done in any sensical manner. He said his best hope for it is that they table it or that they just eliminate it, that they don't consider it seriously. He said because if they do, we're going to have a big problem. Now, the gist of the new overtime rule, for those who haven't seen this at all, is that we're going back to sudden death, right? The matching.
Well, you should be happy about that.
Yes, the matching score stuff, all this kind of stuff. You know, if you don't score a touchdown, you know, the other team gets the ball. And if you do score a touchdown, so that's all under the new proposal. That's all finished. We're going back to the old way. We're going back to the just the plain old sudden death way. But there's some lunacy about how you determine who actually is going to get the ball first in the sudden death and how it's going to work. Polian is in favor of the sudden death. He thinks that's the right direction to go. I'm in agreement with him. And I'm in agreement with his reason, too. His reason is we're going to play 17 games. We can't be playing, you know, 10-minute overtimes, 15-minute overtimes. We can't be doing that. We need to find a quicker conclusion to these games, even from a player safety standpoint. So he's in favor of the sudden death. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the sudden death. I was actually fine with the way it was, but, you know, all the babies whined about it, so now they have to change it. But he's very concerned about the wording of it and about the execution of how it's going to be determined who gets the ball first. And when a smart guy, and from an IQ standpoint, and Bill Polian is a smart guy from an IQ standpoint, can't explain to his listeners what the... After having the league explain to him for an hour, he can't convey it to his listeners what the actual policy is about the coin flip and determining who gets the ball, then it's bad policy. All right. It's ridiculously bad policy. It doesn't work. It's not an answer. Then there was the issue of the Sky Judge, the added eyes. And Polian's comment to that was, we are adding more replay. He said, at a time where it seems clear we need to be reducing replay, we are actually adding more replay. And again, he felt that the wording was extremely convoluted and that we were going to empower an additional set of eyes, an additional official, to make judgments on all sorts of things. Now, he's not going to make judgments. He's going to make quote-unquote suggestions. We've gone from decision making to now we're going to have guys who make suggestions.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it was crystal clear that Bill Polian believes that all these people who have come up with these notions are idiots, and that everything they've done, that the way this is being presented, that they have come up with these completely convoluted notions that are only going to make the game worse. He actually said gimmickry. He said this league has never been about that in its rulemaking or its decision making. He said, but that's all this is. And he said it's not clear. It's extremely convoluted. And he basically said, I can't even explain the stuff. He said, I can't even tell you how it's going to work. You know, he said, fundamentally, it's not going to work. Well, okay. That's really disconcerting. You know, again, forget Polian's talent analysis, which is honestly, it's better than some of those other GMs, probably better than all those other ex-GMs for,
for that matter. But he's certainly smarter than any of those people. And if he's been a guy who's been involved in the rule process forever, if he can't explain to you what any of these people are planning on doing, that's really bad from a league standpoint. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner with friends, they're open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. How about this? Try the honey Dijon salmon top with toasted breadcrumbs. That sounds really good. I've not had that. The golden fried chicken tenders. I have not had the privilege of that either. The Monterey sandwich top with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. Oh, yay, yay. I have had that. Courtesy of Texture 940. We had it. Ramona and I had it. It was incredible. The hamburger steaks with onion, gravy, and peppers. Everybody tells me that's insanely good. The fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. Love them. The hand cut steaks from the In-House Butcher. Here's my category. Cooked to perfection. The New York strip, the ribeye, the filet mignon. Had all those like 20 times. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room. All COVID protocols. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 150 West Beltline Boulevard. Of course, you can call in your order to go, 226-9400. Quick break.
Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
So much of life these days is rushing around from one place to another.
I think you should take it for a spin.
Are you serious? Sometimes you just want to enjoy the journey. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Purina One Dry Dog Food, $19.98 each. Select 6-count 12-ounce Gatorade, 2 for $6. And select varieties 16-ounce Planters Peanuts, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-4444. 5800.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, AFC Urgent Care, and